Soccer is fun, singing is fun, but combining the two can sometimes be anything but, especially at matches between Glasgow Rangers and Celtic FC. Now authorities are attempting to root out violence at the soccer stadium and beyond by squelching sectarian songs. From Glasgow, Maria Bakalopoulo reports.
Kenny and Jack are instantly likable guys. The old friends have worked at the same entertainment venue in Glasgow for over a decade. But this friendship is challenged when it comes to the footballing rivalry between Glasgow Celtic and Rangers, Scotland's top two teams. The competition between Celtic and Rangers is one of the oldest in British sport, with sectarian lines drawn back when the clubs formed over 120 years ago. Jack says he goes to the games a lot less these days.
I like the football, but the majority of fans nowadays, it's not football, it's religion. It's Catholics against Protestants. Nothing to do with football.
Do you think the Rangers are more violent?
Yeah, for definite. There's more hatred in them. I'll probably get a bullet sent through the post now.
The sectarianism between fans is a serious issue in Scotland, reflecting the political and religious divisions of neighboring Northern Ireland. A team takes on special identity, explains Kenny.
Football's, it's for the masses, for the people. It's still a normal working man's sport. You're no a lawyer, I'm no a cook. We're all just Rangers fans. It's quite tribal, I suppose. It's you're part of an organisation, a group of friends. You all support the same thing.
Way to antagonize your opponents is with songs. While both sides have their anthems that stir up animosity, there are three songs in particular, sung mainly by Rangers supporters, that are considered to incite hatred and are now banned. The Famine Song, No Pope of Rome, and Hello, Hello. Singing these songs are illegal in Scotland and will lead to arrest. The most offensive is the Billy Boys, Hello, Hello. Dr. John Kelly is a sports sociologist from Edinburgh University.
The Billy Boys were a razor gang in the 1930s who, among other things, would slash with razors, open razors, young Catholic boys and men simply because they were Catholic. Suffice to say, the song involves the line, Hello, hello, we are the Billy Boys. We are up to our knees in Fenian blood. Surrender or you'll die. For we are the Brigton Billy Boys. Now, they're singing about being up to their knees in Fenian blood. In Scottish discourse, Fenian is almost universally acknowledged to be synonymous with Catholic.
On game day, it wasn't hard to find fans in subways, buses, and pubs singing Hello, Hello. It's the final game of the season, with the match predicted as the perfect storm by the local press. A zero-tolerance policy for sectarian behavior is strictly enforced. 1,000 extra police, with horses on the streets, helicopters overhead, and snatch squads in the crowd, are here to ensure the fans behave. Led by the Scottish government, the Union of European Football Associations, or UEFA, the crackdown on sectarian songs is serious, and the fans know it. Law enforcement wasn't taking any chances after parcel bombs were sent to Celtic manager Neil Lennon and two other Celtic-supporting public figures in recent weeks. The fans know they're being monitored closely.
Somebody recording is here, boys. What's your song?
Before the game begins, fans were separated and police were everywhere. Inside the gates of the stadium, I met Andy Kerr, president of Rangers Supporters Assembly, who agrees it is a problem the club has to tackle.
Yes, yes, absolutely, I do. You know, anything that is, you know, of a sectarian nature or is offensive, you know, we've got to try and stamp it out. Otherwise, you know, we're just going to be under more and more pressure to get our house in order. And so now's the time to stop it.
Do you think that Glasgow can stamp out sectarianism? Do you think Scotland can stamp out sectarianism by banning songs like this?
Probably not. And obviously our priority is trying to make sure that we get it sorted out in the football environment. Obviously it spans the whole social culture of Scotland, and you know, people have been trying for a long, long time to do something about it. We're going to try and take the bull by the horns from the football perspective, and you know, try and get people behaving in a manner that we would all accept.
I love the Glasgow Rangers. I hope they get right into this mob.
Banning alcohol has reduced violence at the games themselves, but at the same time, expectations have risen for better conduct in society as a whole. With statistics showing race-related and domestic violence increasing as much as 140% on match days, the general public seeks action. Dr. John Kelly.
It's become a bigger problem in recent years, partly because, as well as racism and sexism and homophobia and some of the other, I guess, deviant practices and prejudices that still, to an extent, exist in the football soccer stadium, these issues are increasingly being recognised in wider society as being problematic and being unacceptable.
The game ends in a draw. Hundreds of neon-vested police officers separate fans, leaving the stadium to board buses home. The fans were taunting each other, and without the police presence, violence would have been inevitable. After the game at a Rangers pub, the beer is flowing and so were the sectarian songs. Kenny has no plans to stop singing.
I enjoy singing my songs. I'll continue to sing my songs. In the past 2 years, because we've been told Hello, Hello, the Billy Boy song, it's been outlawed. I do sing it on my bus. I do sing it when we're in clubs together. I sing Hello, Hello, because I personally don't find them offensive. I don't find them racist or sectarian. Rangers fans are kind of portrayed as these evil sectarian bigots that, you know, we spend our days walking about, you know, wanting to beat up every Roman Catholic that we meet, and it's ridiculous.
The sectarian issue has now hit Rangers where it really hurts, in the pocket. On Thursday, UEFA fined Rangers nearly $120,000 and banned fans from the club's next away game because of discriminatory chanting. They also received a suspended ban on a second away match in Europe. Rangers fans will be banned from a European game in Ibrox, the team's home stadium, if fans are caught misbehaving over the next 3 years. The message is clear. Failure in tackling sectarian behavior is not an option. For Only a Game, I'm Maria Bakalopoulo in Glasgow.
You're listening to Only a Game.